and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, and with me is Jay Stahl from Lamar, Missouri, one of the new board members on the Missouri Beef Industry Council Board, and just finished his first meeting at the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And Jay, what are your impressions of being a board member right now?
I would tell you, I think this is pretty deep, some of this. Lots of money going lots of places, lots of dollars, mostly done for promotion items, trying to promote the idea of getting beef to the consumer, trying to get more people to eat more beef, which is what we're all about.
What do you see right now as the greatest challenges facing the industry and yourself as a producer?
Well, I probably thought coming in that maybe some of the E. coli issues and whether we're going to get beef back to Japan and what's happening with beef coming from Canada. But as I sit and look at this, I think, you know, we've pretty well got all that stuff in hand. I think they've got that covered. Do we need to get back to Japan? Sure we do. You know, are we going to survive without it? Sure we are. If we can get the American people to realize that line about it, there is no such thing as a chicken knife, to keep promoting and to tell the American consumer how good a product we have, to show them how good a product we have, I think we'll be fine.
Now, you did see a lot of presentations at the board meeting. What are some of the things that struck you the most that you would like your fellow cattle producers to know about?
I guess I like the intensity of the people that are doing this stuff. You know, Steve Taylor has been at this a long time, very, very knowledgeable about what he's doing. The girls that did presentations today are very excited about what they're doing. And if you're going to make this work, that's the way you have to be. There's nothing laid back about them. They're out there doing what they believe in, and they're going to make it work.
What would you like to see accomplish as a board member on the Missouri Beef Industry Council?
Well, once again, bottom line here is to get more people to eat more beef. You know, I like the approach. Is there anything personally that I think at this time that I'm going to do to make a difference in that? Probably not, other than some of the concepts that I can take back to Southwest Missouri for the people that I talk to there about. For example, I think most people believe that packers don't pay a checkoff dollar. Well, packers do pay a checkoff dollar. You know, I didn't know till I got here that foreign beef coming into the United States pays a checkoff dollar. I think that's something for the people that are negative about the checkoff. They need to know, you know, it's not just their dollar that's doing that. Everybody's throwing a dollar in this pot in order to make this thing work.
That is Jay Stahl, new board member on the Missouri Beef Industry Council, and I am Cindy Zimmerman reporting.